Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So, what's the topic today, Summer?
I think today we're going to show our listeners how to turn down a business invitation.
Oh, well, that's interesting, but people might run into this one. Let's do it.
Turn down 指的就是拒绝。Turn down a business invitation 指的就是拒绝一个比较正式的邀请。那我们今天就看一看在这些正式场合下如何来拒绝吧。今天笔记呢也都为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Sometimes people offer you business opportunities that you just have to turn down. It could be for many reasons. You could have other plans or you just don't want to go.
Yes, but sometimes it's just hard to tell someone no. That would sound a little rude.
Yeah, that's true. There's a certain way you can go about saying no without having the other person like not liking you.
That's the goal for today. 在正式场合中如何礼貌地拒绝对方是非常重要的。If you say the wrong thing, the person might not come back and invite you again.
Yeah, so the first step would be to acknowledge that you appreciate that they thought of you.
Appreciate, 这个单词就是表示感谢。Think of you, 就是想着你，惦记着你。那可以做的第一步，先感谢一下对方，他来主动邀请你。那这里可以用到什么样的句子呢？
You could do so by saying, Wow, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Opportunity 指的就是机会嘛，所以第一句话呢，可以先感谢对方给你提供这个机会。Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, you're just letting them know that you're thankful that they thought of you. Another thing you could say is, I really appreciate the opportunity.
Here, the word opportunity is not appropriate for lunch invitation, right? It would be more appropriate during maybe a trip, something, or that sort.
Yeah, talking about being invited to something big. There are events where speakers come and you can be invited.
那可以用到的第二句话就可以说 I really appreciate the opportunity. 不过注意呢，用 opportunity 这个单词的时候，通常是被邀请到一个比较大型的场合才会用到它。如果对方只是请你吃个饭，那这个单词还是不太合适了。
Totally. If it's a more professional opportunity, we can also say, I'm honored that you thought of me for this.
I'm honored. 这是个非常正式的表达，意思是我很荣幸，我特别荣幸你能想到我，就是 I'm honored that you thought of me for this.
Yes. So remember, the first step is to be happy that they thought of you and acknowledge that.
Got it. 那接下来要做的是不是就可以解释一下为什么我要拒绝你?
Actually, you know, you don't have to explain why you can't make it. Social pressure is such a thing, but you don't have to tell them.
Really? So what should we say next?
We can just say, unfortunately, I have to decline. It's a really simple way to decline or say no, yet being polite.
Oh, 学到了。在这种场合下如果要拒绝邀请其实不用告诉对方特别详细的原因比如说我的孩子生病啊我的家里漏水之类的而是可以非常简单的说哎呀实在很可惜我得拒绝了 Unfortunately, I have to decline.
Yeah, sometimes people like to invite you out to play sports and talk about business or even say the office is going on an outing. You could just say, unfortunately, I won't be able to participate this time.
Participate.指的是参加，那么说抱歉，我这次可能参加不了了。Unfortunately, I won't be able to participate this time.
But something for a lunch invitation would be like, I wish I could join you, but I can't.
That's perfect for lunch invitation. I wish I could join. 我希望我能和你一起 but I can't. 但是不行。
I like to keep things simple. These are ways to still be polite, but still say no to a business invitation.
Yeah, it's better not to over-explain. 如果你解释太多，反而让对方觉得你在编一个借口。所以呢，就简单而且有礼貌的说明情况就可以了。
Third is to think about how to keep the connection healthy and to hint that you'd like to be invited another time.
这是我们的第三步，它非常重要。只是拒绝之后呢，你要和对方再约一个时间见面，这样他就知道你不是故意来拒绝的。So here, what can we say?
Let's start with, I hope you'll let me know if something like this comes up again.
Yeah, you're telling them I can't go now, but next time I'll come. 希望下次你可以再来邀请我。如果我们平常想说告诉我，其实更常见的是 let me know, 让我知道，而不是 tell me。所以我们可以说 I hope you'll let me know if something like this comes up again.
Yeah, another one is, I hope to be able to accept the invitation another time, which is very similar.
What about let's keep in touch? I think this one is an open invitation on both sides.
Yeah, if you want to invite them to something, this sentence is a good one to just keep that open communication.
Yeah.I think we can't say yes to everything all the time.
Exactly. How about we try and add these sentences together if we were going to decline a business invitation?
可以可以，因为我们刚刚讲拒绝的三个步骤嘛，那接下来把三个步骤里分别可以用到的句子连在一起，看看怎么来流畅的拒绝。So Tiff, you first.
Wow, thank you so much for the opportunity. I wish I could join, but I really can't at the moment. Let's keep in touch for the next time, though.
I see you made your own. That's good.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, I really appreciate you asking me. Unfortunately, I have to decline to go to the conference. I hope you let me know if another conference like this comes up.
Nice, I like the conference added in there.
所以刚刚呢，就是两个拒绝的示范了。大家可以试着结合自己的经历把这些句子用起来。But still remember that you can say no, but politely.
Perfect. Well, I think that's all the time we have today.
那今天关于在比较正式场合的拒绝三部曲呢，也已经为大家整理好了笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Summer. Bye.
See you soon.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。